Hey, honey. What are you up to? Do you have a sec?
No, don't get up. I'll sit with you.
I know you have to go to work in a little while, but I just wanted to talk to you a minute, okay?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I really, really love you. I love that you're so sweet to me, and that you take such good care of me. Aw, sweetie. I know that you love me. But you know that I love you, though, right? Like, really love you, and that I really appreciate you. Okay, good. But... Wait, let me finish, okay? Yeah. I love that whatever I ask for, you try your hardest to make so I can get it, right? Yeah. And I love how you make love to me. How you hold my hand when we have sex. I know we don't do it very often, we hardly do it at all anymore, but that's just because you're so busy. But when we do, you're so adorable, sweetie. You make me feel so special. Like I'm really pretty and you really love me. Oh, see, like that. What guy thinks to say those kinds of things? It's so sweet. Hey, honey. My back kinda hurts. Can you rub it a little bit? Maybe give me a little massage. Oh, thank you. Here, I'll turn away from you and I'll even take my top off for you, okay? Ah, there. That feels good. Thank you, honey. Anyway, so I know I buy a lot of stuff. Too much stuff. And I buy lots of outfits because I want to look cute for you, you know? Oh, thank you. My bra's in the way. Are you sure you want me to take it off? Okay. I mean, I don't want to get you worked up before you have to go. Anyway, okay, here you go. Oh, thank you. That feels nice. You give good back rubs, honey. Anyway, I know it's really hard on you because I'm not working right now. But don't lie, I know it is. You're working two jobs, sweetie. You have to sacrifice a lot for me. You wanted to replace your beat up car for a year, but I kept buying all those shoes and my new phone and my laptop and the new TV and my new car. Well, it was really expensive. I just feel so bad. Oh, can you keep going, honey? My back really hurts. Thank you. So, I know I'm racking up our debt, and it's even worse than that, because really it's your debt, and we're not married yet, because we can't afford to do the wedding right, and I know that's all my fault. I just feel so awful. No, I get that. You want me to be happy. Yeah. That's why I try not to let all that bother me. You don't want me thinking about that stuff, do you? Worrying about money and all that. That's your job, right? Yeah. And, well, I know I don't do much around the house either. Like, cleaning up and stuff. I'm really bad at that. Like, I leave my dirty panties just lying on the floor, and I can't seem to remember to put my shoes away, and I have so many pairs. I just don't know where to put things, you know? I'm really dumb about that, and you're so good at it. So I just try to let you do it, you know, and not worry about it. That's what you want, right? Oh, good. Thank you, honey. Oh, right there. That's really good. Oh, honey, can you give me a foot rub too? Yeah, my feet really hurt today. I think it's these new heels. They're so cute, and I know you like them, but they really hurt my feet. Can you rub them, please? Thank you. Let me just turn around and take them off, okay? That's better. Here, I'll put my feet in your lap. Oh, that's nice. Thank you, honey. Anyway, so I know you do all the laundry and the dishes, and you mop the floors, and I just... How frustrating that must be that your girlfriend doesn't know how to do any of that. But I know you don't want me thinking about any of that. It's hard for me. I do my best. I really do. I'd probably just make things worse anyway, you know. I'd break the dishwasher or screw up our clothes. And you don't want me to ruin all of my cute, expensive outfits, do you? Yeah, that's what I thought. I know, I'm a handful. Well, you're just the best boyfriend a girl could have. That's all. Oh, my nail polish. Oh, thank you. I just got a pedicure today. Yeah, I had them use that bright pink color you like. Are my feet soft? Yeah, I went for the deluxe package. Exfoliation, sugar scrub, all of that. I hope you don't mind. Yeah. You're doing such a good job, sweetie. Oh, it feels so good. You know, a lot of guys wouldn't put up with a girl like me. No, I'm serious. Well, you know, like, I know that some guys, if they had a girlfriend like me, they might feel, like, kind of frustrated, you know? They might think I'm a little brat who keeps teasing them with cute outfits and spending their money and not helping them clean up the house. You don't think I'm a brat, do you? Okay. Yeah, honestly, like, why do you guys get so mad? Like, just talk to your girlfriend when you're upset, you know? Don't call her names, just be an adult. No, I know that, honey. You wouldn't do that to me because you love me. You don't ever get mad at me, do you? Oh, you're so sweet. No, it's just that I know some guys like to treat girls, even their girlfriends, like they own them. Like, they want to tell them what to do and who they can talk to and control them, you know? Like, if their girlfriend even talks to another guy, they get all jealous and angry. Yeah, I'm so glad that we're not like that. Like, the other day, I was talking to that hot guy at the coffee shop. We were just having a nice conversation, and you weren't jealous, right? You were so sweet. Even when I gave him a kiss on the cheek and he put his hand on my ass, you didn't freak out. You trusted me, because you know I love you. You know it didn't mean anything. I was just flirting a little. And I knew you wouldn't be upset, right, honey? See, that's why I love you, baby. You give me my space, you know? You trust me. Honey, can you rub a little lotion on my legs? Yeah, I shave them with this new expensive shaving cream and they're a little dry, so can you help me? I know your hands are tired, honey, and I know you have to go to work soon, but they really itch. Can you please do it? Thank you, honey. Do you want me to take my skirt off first? You do? Okay, here you go. Hold on, it's really tight. One of those ones you got me last week when we were shopping. Do you like this one? It's one of my really short ones. Okay, there we go. No, I've got the lotion right here. Thank you, honey. No, where was I? All right. I was saying we have a healthy, respectful relationship, and you just tell me if you didn't like something I did, and we talk through it and figure it out together. Right? That's why we're so good together.
Isn't that right, baby? You told me if I did something to upset you, wouldn't you? Everything is fine, right? That's what I thought. Honey, are you getting hard? I can tell, I feel it through your pants. Oops, well, sorry about that. Do you like how soft my legs are, though? Yeah, this lotion smells so good. It's really fancy, expensive stuff. It's supposed to have these pheromones that drive guys crazy. Is it working? Oh, don't be shy, honey. It's okay. It's working, right? You like my legs, don't you? Oops, not too high, honey. I don't want to get lotion on my panties. Just keep your hands below my thighs. Thank you. No, I don't think so, honey. My nipples are really sensitive right now, and I don't want lotion on them either. Besides, I think you're just trying to be clever and have an excuse to touch my breasts. Nice try, mister. You can look at them now. You know, honey, I know some guys, and I'm not sure if this is true, but they think some girls do these kinds of things to them on purpose. Like, spending all their money, making a mess of their house, wearing skimpy outfits, and leaving their panties lying around just to tease them, and then never say yes when they want to make love. Even flirting with other guys. Almost like they want their boyfriends to get upset. Like, they want to hurt them or something for no reason. That's crazy, right? Why would a girl do those things on purpose? Just to be a brat? Just to, like, make her boyfriend mad? I would never do that to you, honey. Never. You know that. The very idea of that, it's horrible. You know I'd never purposely try to hurt you or try to manipulate you, right, honey? Okay, good. That's a relief. Okay, that's enough, honey. My legs feel a lot better. Thank you. No, I don't need any more. Thank you. Oh, wow. Look how hard you are. Did I do that? I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. No, I just don't feel like it right now, Kate. Am I what? Turned on? Well, maybe. Why? You can smell me. I'm sorry, honey. I know that drives you crazy. I know, I'm turned on too, but you know how sensitive I am sometimes. Honey, you already asked and I said no, not today, okay? But about what we were talking about before, I've been thinking. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's some kind of perverted sex thing, like maybe some of those girls are doing all those things to their boyfriends on purpose, you know? To see how far they can go. To see what they can get away with before their boyfriends crack. That would be a really awful thing to do to someone, wouldn't it? Making your boyfriend's life miserable just to see how far you can push him? To see if he'll do anything about it? To see if he has any spine at all? For girls like that, maybe they get off on it, you know? Maybe it turns them on to treat their boyfriends like trash. For no reason, you know. Honey, what's wrong? Am I scaring you? Well, there's some mean, psychotic girls out there. And the worst ones, you never even know. Like, they're just so sweet and pretty. That's really scary, huh? But I want you to know that I'd never treat you like that. I would never try to break you like that. You know that, right? You know? Good. I'm glad.
You know what, though? There are some pretty messed up guys out there, too. Some of them actually get off on having sex with other girls' girlfriends. Some girls will let strangers do stuff to them and they'd never let their boyfriends do, you know, like groping their tits and their pussies and humiliating them by calling them names and letting guys fuck them while their boyfriend sits frustrated at home. And of course, that would humiliate their boyfriends too, because why would they let their girlfriends cheat on them like that? And with guys, they don't even know their names. They use their bodies like they're their own personal toys. Honey, you're panting. What is wrong with you? I know, imagine it. Wouldn't that be awful? It's gross, right? I mean, what kind of people do that? Like, what kind of relationship would we have if I did stuff like that to you? If I treated you like my bitch and never really touched me at home, and then I went out and let random guys use me and come all over my face, that would be so mean, wouldn't it? That would be devastating, right, honey? I could never be one of those girls. You know that, right? I would never just spend all of your money, make you work two jobs, and make you keep your beater piece of shit car while I got a new Mercedes. I'd never just sit on the couch in my tiny little tube dress with no panties on while I make you clean my house and wash my clothes. And I would never personally deny you sex. I'd accuse you relentlessly just because I got off on being cruel. I would never leave you at home, exhausted from work, while I went out to some bar and hooked up with some random guy I'd never seen before, so he could fuck me in a filthy bathroom and blow his nut on my face. I would never do that to you. You know what, honey? I think you should thank me. I think you should thank me for being the perfect girlfriend. Why don't you get on your knees, honey? Get on your knees between my legs. I want you to thank me with your tongue. Tell me I'm the perfect girlfriend. Go on, tell me. Oh, thank you, honey. Now use your tongue. Oh, that's it. Oh, I love you so much, honey. Oh, you're such a good boyfriend. Oh, God, yes. Use your tongue. Use your little bitch tongue on me. That's it, sweetheart. Honey, I'm gonna be honest, okay? Like, for real honest. If you keep letting me do this to you, and you know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to stop. I'm gonna tease all of your money out of you. I'm gonna make you work until you can't keep your eyes open. Gonna make you eat ramen at home while I go out to fancy dinners with my girlfriends. And the closest thing you're going to get to my sore pussy is by using your tongue on it after I've been fucked by random strangers. I just want you to know, you're never going to fuck me again. Ever. But I'll let you jerk off. Just never in front of me, okay? Wait until I dress up in one of the outfits you bought me and I go out, okay? Then you can jerk off all you want. All I'm saying is, You better decide soon how far you're gonna let me go, because if you don't set up some boundaries, I'll fucking break you. Tease you, drain all your money, and abuse you until there's nothing left. And then I'll get off on your tongue one last time. Before I dump you. Are you crying? Oh god, you don't know what to do you? You don't know where to get me off or throw me out. That's perfect, sweetheart. Oh god, I'm making you cry. Well, thank me again for being the perfect girlfriend. Thank me. Thank me for teasing you. Thank me for rinsing you. Thank me for cheating on you. Oh god, I'm gonna come. Oh god, I can't. Thank you for everything you do to me, honey. Honestly, you're so... God. You're so generous. You're so sweet to me. Thank you for letting me ruin you. That was nice, honey. Thank you. Honey... Do you remember what I said about boundaries? You let me know, okay? Because if you don't, I'm not kidding. I'm gonna fuck you up. It's time for you to go back to work, honey. Oh, I know you need to come, but maybe you can... up into the bathroom on your break and jerk off during your shift. I'll tell you what, I'll dress up in that new outfit you got me the other day, the one with the fishnets, and I'll take a picture for a go out tonight and I'll send it to you. How does that sound? Yeah? Okay, off you go. I love you, honey. Honestly, thank you. I really don't know what I really do know what you do for me. I don't know how you put up with it, but I really do love you for it. Thank you, honey. Now let you go work hard for me.
Thank you.
Bye.